Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, the cattle futures market today was generally weaker for feeder cattle, but strong on the live cattle. June live cattle expired up 95 cents at 107.87. Pretty good move for today. August up $1.15 at 103.57. While feeder cattle, on the other hand, were slightly lower, down 17 in August at 131.32. September down 25 at 131.87. The hog market today finished higher here. We rebounded some. July up $1.27 at $74.40. August $1.57 higher at $76.17. The hogs have gotten quite a bit of attention because they've been moving quite a bit. They've actually been not moving up and down, just moving down really since the middle part of April, which was kind of the peak of the African swine fever. And then in a couple days, we've got the latest all hogs and pigs report. That would be on Thursday at 2 p.m. after the close. But all hogs of June 1st is 3% larger than last year at 75.05 million head. So slightly larger. Kept for breeding 102, kept for market 103. So a larger hog, pig, despite what's going on with the African swine fever and all of the expected increase in exports.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, proud to present Big Sky Roundup No. 4, with a sale originating from Billings, Montana, Wednesday, June 26th. Then on Thursday, they'll be back in Fort Worth, all to be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117 for more information.
Grain futures were mixed today. We did have a little bit of a sell-off in soybeans. They were 6 to 7 cents lower, while corn unchanged. Chicago wheat down about 2, Kansas City wheat unchanged. At the end of the week, we've got the seedings report. The estimate for corn acres, which is the corn and beans are the big ones. Corn 86.66 million acres. That was about 6 million less than the 92.8 originally projected. Soybeans 84.36. That's the two big ones. All wheat would be around 45.8 million acres. Pretty big drops for corn. They were at 89.8 last report, so that's another 3 million on top of the original 3 million. So that's going on at the end of the week. And also that day is the quarterly grain stocks. There were average trade estimates 1.1 billion for wheat, whereas 1.59 on March 1st. So we've lost somewhere around 490 million bushels in 3 months. Corn quarterly stocks are estimated 5.33 billion bushels, where at March 1st we were 8.6, and then beans 1.861, where on March 1st we were 2.716. This report will be released Friday, June 28th at 11 a.m. Central Time during market hours. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.